It is time to talk with our St. Cloud Norseman coach, Exter, in the building.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
great
Joe.
Seeing you two this morning. We got a special guest in-house, Vinny Hart, part of the club, one of our ultimate captains.
Thank you for having me.
Get real close to that mic, Vinny. I love his name. Vinny Hart. That sounds like a star.
it's a hockey name.
He spells it with a Y, right? Vinny.
I do.
I love that. I love it. From Michigan.
Yes.
So we're so glad to have you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Paul all morning has been really quiet, staring at Vinny, and Vinny's going, what's wrong with these people? Paul's been trying to figure out like what your hidden talent is. What do you think?
Getting colors.
Okay.
Squares. I'm going to say Rubik's Cube.
Wow. Spot on.
No way.
No Spot on. Way.
Yep. That's got to be in his bio.
Rubik's Cube.
How quickly can you solve a Rubik's Cube in? Have you like set a record by any means? Is it a minute or less? Or
I think my fastest is right around 30 seconds.
What?
That's got to be close to a record, I would think.
I'm not sure about that one.
Coach, I think we need to have a Rubik's Cube off in the locker room.
And there we go.
I think Vinny would win it. And let's see how humble this young man is. That's why he's here.
I love it. Oh, I'm so glad Vinny's here. But you guys get a lot of going on this weekend, right? You're out Friday.
On the road Friday, right? At home Saturday at 6:30. Both games are versus North Iowa. Both tremendous games, are huge opportunities for our team. Big events for us, but the most important part of it, obviously the product on the ice, but just as important is what our guys have been doing in the community. We've been out in local schools having a reading program in Annandale Elementary and Riverview Intermediate in Sartell.
Oh,
we've had
fun.
Over 600 students participate in this reading program.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is fabulous.
Yeah.
And if you're one of those 600 students, come to the game on Saturday night. Why? You get in for free. Just mention you were part of the reading program. Free entry into the game. You're going to see a fantastic game. Mom and dad, jump in the car with them. It's only $10 for you guys to get in there. So it's an inexpensive night. You see great hockey and reward your kids for dedicating themselves to reading.
Yes.
Very big weekend. Like you mentioned, Mason City, you're going to be down there Friday, back at home on Saturday. Let's go back in time. Aberdeen Wings were in town. They've been kind of a perennial power in the division. You guys managed to split with them this weekend. Let's talk a little bit about Friday night's game, Coach.
Friday night's game was a good game for us overall. Start to finish, we stayed with the plan. We were able to get a lead, gave up the lead. It was 2-2 after two, and then really had a strong performance going in the third and coming away with a victory. And that gave us three wins in a row versus Aberdeen. We swept it at home the last time we played them. We won the first game on Friday. And then Saturday, I'd say our focus and details were average at best, and that led to us going into the third period with the same exact score, 2-2 for both teams, but not coming up on the upper hand. So a good learned experience for us. Like we like to say here on the show, as Paul always states, we like to leap forward. We are going to leap forward. And we've been saying, I'd say, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, it's left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. And I think we did a great job of that until Saturday night. We hit the pause button, but the guys done a great job this week getting ready for the big weekend versus North Iowa.
So Vinny, like when he talks about hitting the pause button, what is it that you like feel like a team goes through when you lose a game or when you get behind or something? How is it you get yourself back up going and we're gonna win this next one?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is the response, and that ultimately starts Monday morning, like when we hit the reset button and we come to work, and from there Monday to Friday, it's all about getting better every single day,
and
preparing for that weekend so we can get the result that we want.
Two easy questions for you, Vinny. The first, who are you? Who's your billet family?
I live with the Siemens.
Oh,
very good. Good morning to the Siemens on that one. Second question is, when it comes to your overall just life playing hockey, is there one moment that stands out to you for like a favorite moment so far?
Oh, man.
That's a long time he's been playing, right?
I would say last year I suffered a shoulder injury and was out a couple months. But I would say one of my favorite memories is that first game back from that shoulder injury and just feeling all the support from my coaches and my teammates and knowing that I conquered rehab. It was a great feeling.
Yeah, I get that.
It's credit to Vinny. There's no better character or human that we could possibly have in our locker room. And he's a driving force behind us being a good team and being good teammates. And if you're going to have success anywhere in life, you need good people to do it with. And Vinny's a leader. We really appreciate him for that. And he leads through his example on the ice, how he handled being hurt last year. You would have thought he was our star player, the way he came every day to the rink, showed up, did his job. So that will never be forgotten.
That's awesome. Not
just me, but I think his teammates are going to look back and know what Vinny Hart was. So that's huge on his end.
Yeah.
And it ties into our community. Like, and I'm being honest and serious with this. Like, when we need guys in the community, not everybody's jumping up and down at all the times to get out there. But Vinny just shakes the tree, gets the right guys out there. And the impact it's one of those things in life where if you do it, you're like, oh boy, I got to do this. But then after you do it, you're like, I'm thankful that he did it, and thankful for Vinny helping organize a lot of those events.
You got some great players. I mean, between Craneshaw and now Hart, you've brought us in some great leaders on the team. So, Coach, testament to you, and what you're teaching the guys too.
Well, that's them. They put it in there, and they're good guys just to follow. And you want to be a good leader. Number one, you got to be actions. Actions speak louder than words, but you have to have both. And I think Vinny does a great job. He shows them how it's done, but he backs up all of his words through his actions. And if it's his parents, which I'm sure, and I hope they listen to this, they should be proud. They've sent us a great young man who's going to go on to college next year. We're not going to go over where he could possibly go, but he's going to have some great opportunities. And whichever program he chooses to go to is going to get better for having him.
Be watching him. Vinny Hart's number 28, right? Number 20 is your number? Okay. We appreciate you coming in. So people can watch the game on Friday night, right, on the St. Cloud Norseman website?
Yeah, Knoll TV. We just go on to our website, click watch. You'll be able to watch it. But just as important as that, Saturday night, 6:30, click tickets. Come to the game, purchase a ticket. It's going to be a great environment, a great experience. And for all those readers, get out there. Say you're part of the reading program, the two schools we mentioned earlier. Get in for free. Mom and dad, join them.
Speaking of free, we got a couple tickets, right? Tell me how they get them, Paul.
Yep, go ahead and log on to that free 98.1 app. Go ahead and send us back the message that we sent you. Gave you a word. Send it back to us, and we'll pick someone to win a pair of tickets to see the Norseman this Saturday night at the MAC.
Woo!
Looking to get a ton of people in there and make a great home environment for the Norseman.
Let's do it. Vinny, thanks for being in here.
Thank you so much.